fuck you.
Fuck you.
Go fuck you.
Your mom, man.
Fuck you, eh?
No?
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, you know what? You don't got nothing better to do, huh?
Fuck you, eh?
No, not fuck me. You know, you don't have nothing better. If you had enough balls, you should come over here and tell me in my face.
Fuck you, eh?
You little pussy.
Fuck you, eh?
Your phone is an excuse. You know? How come you don't come over here?
Fuck you, eh?
You're a fucking little pussy. Come over here. Look, if I find out who you are, I already traced your car, you fucker.
Are you okay? Right? Are you okay?
I traced your car, and if I find you, think you're gone. So why don't you just go and do something good?
Hey, fuck you, eh?
Don't phone your mom, or I'll bring her over and I'll work on her. Then you'll be happy.
Fuck you, eh?
No?
Hey, fuck you, eh?
Hey, you know what? You know what? Keep back, dude. You know what?
Huh?
Be a fucking man.
Okay.
Come and tell me in my face, alright?
Alright.
I'm sick and tired of your fucking bullshit by the phone. Is that what you are? You're a little pussy who all you can do is talk by the phone? Do you have enough balls to come over here and know who you're talking shit to, fucker? Don't use a fucking phone. You know what you are? You're a little rancor and a pussy, dude.
Is that it?
You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that shit, dude. What kind of shit is that? That all you do is call and fuck you and fuck you? Dude, have enough balls to come and talk shit to people's face, fucker.
Hey, fuck you.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
All right. It's the More Music Radio Pod over here at skidrow.la. What's going on?
Yeah.
We're having another party. Tonight we have James Quall in studio. All right.
Yeah, James Quall.
James Quall and his beautiful wife, Susan.
Hello.
Right.
Hello, everyone. Yes.
Awesome. Sorry we're late, but it wouldn't be the More Music Radio Pod if we were on time. But, you know, you just pretty much, you know, sit by and listen, you know, maybe 10 o'clock. We'll be on like 10:15, 10:20.
But
anyway, before we get started talking to James Quall, why don't we play some stuff, man? Just before the intro, you heard one of our crank calls, and I was telling Susan and James that these are our crank calls that we used to do when we were kids and we didn't know any better.
All right.
And that's when, like, foul language was, like, a big deal for us. And we was we're being, like, rebellious and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And that call, I think, was done back in 1992, almost 20 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I used to be in the state of Wisconsin, so I remember those words very well.
Awesome. All right. So anyway, we're going to play a couple songs and we'll be back with James Quall. Listen to this.
Is it your nest, bitch?
Fuck you, dick face.
Fuck you.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Broadcasting internationally
from
downtown Los Angeles.
On skidrow.com.
Thank you.
is Karen Centerfold. Call in to the More Music Radio Pod, 1-800-893-9562. Call in.
All right, we're back on the More Music Radio Pod with James Quall. Yeah. All right, everybody. And his beautiful wife, Susan.
Yeah.
Say hello, Susan.
Hello, my name is Susan, and I am from Minnesota, which is a four-letter word, C-O-L-D, and S-N-O-W. But we're not here right now. We're in California.
You are married to a superstar, in my opinion. James Quall. James, when you're talking, speak right into the mic.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Now we're picking you up.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Everybody knows you from Tim and Eric. Awesome show. Great job.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And tell everybody that maybe doesn't know about that show, tell everybody what you do. I mean, you do stand-up comedy. You're like an actor. You're a performer.
Yes. Yes, I've actually been hired as a writer-performer. The things I do have a somewhat different style than the things Mr. Heidecker and Wareheim do. So they've always encouraged me to write as much of my own material as possible. And they always come up with a script that has the story to the show. And then they bring me on for the spaces, fill in spaces.
Right.
And of course, a lot of what we all do ends up on the cutting room floor eventually, so it can be tailored to the running time.
Are you going
to
be in their new movie?
Yes, I did do a couple of scenes for that one. Yes.
What role did you play in that movie?
Okay, I danced around in one scene.
Oh, no, not.
Yeah, I danced around in one scene right here in Hollywood, and then I did, I told a few jokes in a scene that's in Palm Springs. The set was there was a restaurant set in Palm Springs, and then I tell a few jokes to that.
So, what was your favorite thing that you did on Tim and Eric? Awesome show, great job.
Oh, well, I thought the most imaginative one was the one entitled "Back to Squall."
I like that.
That's a good one.
I'll give you some inside information as to how they got that effect. They actually came up with a very involved story, and then when everything was edited, of course it was all reduced for the running time, but because it has such an involved story, all the scenes look as though they came from more of a story. And that's how they got that effect.
So they just kind of throw it together.
Well, another thing that, of course, made this one a little bit different is they had a lot of location shooting at Woodland Hills, and then there were a couple of scenes that were done on the set in Hollywood besides. So it's got a little bit more visual variety. And you remember that one, Back to Squall?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Tim and Eric. Awesome show. Great job.
All right. Okay.
That's a good show.
All right. Yeah.
You know, we had your friend David Lieberhardt in here.
You did have him
like
here.
Last month he was here. Did he tell you about it? What did he say?
Oh, he didn't inform me about this one.
Why?
Oh, well, we're
Does
always...
Does he forget? He forgets?
Well, we have a lot of things that we talk about.
You guys live in the same building, huh?
Yes, we do. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what do you guys hang out? What do you guys do on the side here?
Oh, we're always very busy working wherever we can work. He like for instance tonight, he went off to the music center to earn some money, and that's what he said he was going to do.
Right.
And so that's why he might actually be here if he wasn't
Yes. I talked to him the other day, and I told him that we'd probably give him a call while we're on the air, while you're here. And then we can all have him. We can all talk to him.
I don't have his number right away.
I got it. He gave me his number.
Okay.
It's all good.
Can I speak on
something? Okay, you want to speak on something. This is the wife of James Quall, Susan, and she's going to speak on something. Everybody listen
up. All right,
up.
Okay. Okay,
I may speak now?
Now you may speak.
All right, darling. Okay.
Hello. Oh, we get a picture taken too.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, quite frankly, I'm a doctor of veterinary medicine. And,
right.
And we live in Beverly, in Vermont.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, now, I am on the air right now.
You are on the air right now. People are listening to you.
Mm-hmm. To me?
To
yes,
you.
Yes, all right.
All right.
But,
why don't you tell us how you met James? How did you guys fall in love?
Oh,
right. Let's get into the love talk.
Well, you can say that in general we kept seeing each other in town, this place and that place.
Is this recording right now, or am I on the air?
There's currently 43,000 listeners, so
boom, right.
43,000
people.
Oh, that's good.
People.
Okay, all right.
Listening to your voice.
I really don't have that good of a voice.
Oh, you do.
Frankly,
you do.
I'm here.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what did you want to say, Susan?
I wanted to say, hey, I'd like to continue in veterinary medicine.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite animal?
Oh.
Bengal tiger.
Ah.
Bengal tiger.
Good choice.
Yeah. Oh. I'm sorry, that's a good one. On the East Coast.
Yes.
You owned a Bengal tiger?
Yes, uh-huh. I owned it. Yes, I'm a doctor. Okay. Am I still on the air?
Yeah, all
we're not unplugging the thing.
Recording?
Yeah,
it's recording and it's on the air. It's live.
Yes.
This is Dr. Susan Diane Yerkew, Y-U-R-K-E-W. Do I have to spell my last name?
No, you don't.
Okay.
Now, in the interim, we're having our picture taking.
Right.
We're at a radio station.
Yeah,
and quite frankly,
that?
I would like to adopt a new one.
All right.
A new radio station?
No, not a new radio station.
Oh, okay,
I'd like to adopt a new Bengal tiger.
Yeah.
Now, James, I could tell you love this woman,
this
right?
Be uncomfortable.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
you love this
yes,
woman. The way you look at her, you're in love.
Oh, yes, yes.
How long have you been together?
Oh, yes. I think I first met her around 2004, and I've seen her in town here, there, and everywhere. We've kept running into each other, and we've grown increasingly interested in each other.
And you got married?
Yes, we did.
Last June.
Yes.
Oh, wow, congratulations.
Yes,
all right.
She's
so the fire is still hot.
She's a genuine June bride. Yes.
Pretty.
You are pretty.
Yes.
You're beautiful.
I'm a little tiny blonde.
Oh, yes.
Got like a hot bod, too. If you don't mind, James, I mean, I don't mean to be rude.
No, that's fine. You guys just take it outside.
No, I have to. I have to admit that that's an example of good luck.
So, what do you guys like to? What do you guys like to do? What do you guys do together? Now you're living together, right?
Oh well, you know, we're both familiar with show business, so we both like to look at DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, but especially the ones like Dr. Doolittle.
Oh, yes.
You like Dr. Doolittle?
She likes Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy.
He was in Dr. Doolittle.
That's right.
Do you like Eddie Murphy Raw?
Oh.
His stand-up?
Oh.
They do say some foul language in there. And in the break, you were saying that you're against.
It's probably rated R.
Well, we've got an R-rated one. It's Coming to America.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, we like
where he's
that.
The African prince in disguise.
Like Mr. Hall.
And James Earl Jones is also in that one.
Yeah. <Awesome. laughs> All right. We got a James Quall impression. Hey, so give us some impressions, man. What's one of your top impressions?
Okay, here's my latest impressions routine. It's surfing stars. I've always wondered whether or not the great Hollywood stars might have also been Malibu surfers. Stars like Boris Karloff. When I went out surfing, I saw many beautiful ladies in bikinis. Let me assure you, my friends, it was a thriller. Groucho Marx. I shot an elephant in my pajamas. Then I went to California to shoot the curl. I like that a lot better, you bet your life. John Wayne.
Oh, no.
I must be associated a lot with those Westerns. When I went out to the beach and said I was going to hang 10, someone started looking for a rope. Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, no.
The one thing
that I did not like about surfing was sinking to the bottom of the ocean. I was not particularly fond of those fellows with the harpoons either. And Clark Gable. Uh-oh. Frankly, my dear, I won't surf over a dam.
All right, man.
We got some stuff from James Quall.
Awesome, man.
I know we're getting greedy because we got like 30, but I was talking to my friend earlier, and he was requesting...
Oh, listen to his voice.
He was requesting a I'm sorry. I'm blushing
now. I think you're turning Susan on, man.
Whoa, easy.
Watch out, James.
Can we get a Jack Nicholson impression? Would that be asking too
much? Yeah. Let's get a Jack one. Big Jack.
Let's see. Okay, well, this is a little bit of copyright infringement.
Happens all the time.
Oh, they'll talk to you and talk to you and talk to you about individual freedom. But they see a free individual, they get scared.
Well, it don't make them running scared.
No. It makes them... dangerous.
I like to put the L-Y on the end.
Yeah.
Can I ask for one more?
Okay,
Jimmy, Jimmy's got a request.
Of course, you may know from which picture that was ripped off.
There's
a picture entitled Easy Rider.
Oh, yeah, the one with the bikes and shit.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I understand you do a Bill Cosby.
Oh, yes!
We like Bill Cosby. What's wrong with Bill Cosby? I mean, quite frankly,
he's fine. No one's complaining about him, Susan.
Quite frankly, you know something? He's made so many pictures and he's...
Well, that jello pudding must be good because they... certainly are managing to pay me the big bucks to say that it is.
All right. Yeah.
So, James, tell us when you started doing your act.
Okay, I'll tell you this. It's an old expression, being of the television generation, but naturally... when one is a child, and there were a lot of people with a lot of distinct voices back in the 50s and 60s. I was born in 1950, and so naturally I was looking at some of these television shows as brand new shows that would have a lot of distinct sounding voice. A lot of those were animated cartoons, you know, and so naturally. Naturally, any child exposed to these animated cartoons, especially you know back in the 50s and 60s when they were hot and they were on, and a lot of them were on the air for the first time, naturally, one is going to get in the habit, one is going to notice all the different voices and get in the habit of imitating voices. So there are these cartoon characters like Huckleberry Hound. Yep. Huckleberry Hound's one of the cartoon characters. And then Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo.
I'm smarter than the average bear.
Well, I don't think that the ranger only thinks that you're a smart aleck, Yogi.
and of course, let's not forget about, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat my spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. And I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
That's a good one. Those are all great.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I love those.
So naturally, then, of course, the famous act. And I notice all these famous actors like Mr. Boris Karloff when he was hosting Thriller, and he'd say, "And as sure as my name is Boris Karloff, this is a thriller." And
do Bela Lugosi.
Oh, yes, Bela Lugosi.
Yeah. He hated Karloff.
Well, let me see. Something like...
May I speak now?
Well, let's see if he could pump out a Lugosi real
okay.
fast.
There the truck driver goes, taking his tea breaks again, as though he was still in merry old England.
Those are cool. So when was the first time that you took the stage? Tell us about that. Where did you start your act? What did you do it in a club?
Oh, well, let me see. I think maybe the first time I attempted that was back in 1973, and it was in front of a disinterested audience that generally like the country music bands there at this place out in Appleton, Wisconsin, and mm-hmm. and I forgot most of my material, and I think
how old were you then?
23.
Wow.
And then later I auditioned for stage plays, but instead of getting to be cast in any of the stage plays, I ended up working for the Stokely USA canning plant.
Mm.
But of course, the Stokely USA canning plant was a paying job, and the appearing in the stage plays would have been just for free. So I didn't necessarily have any choice anyway.
Mm. Are you enjoying your hot coffee? I understand you like hot drinks.
Yeah, that's all right. Yes.
I have to make sure that we're going to get home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I need my sleep.
Right, yeah, right. Well, we're going to get you to go to sleep, and then after you sleep, and then in the morning, you wake up.
Okay, well, all right, I'll imitate the voice of the lady who did those commercials for that brand of coffee. She said that was Miss Virginia Christine, and she'd say, she was a character named Mrs. Olson in the commercial. She says, "Fulgis, that's the richest kind." There we go.
Very good.
All right. Thank you. There we go.
You know what? Why don't we take a quick break and play a couple songs, and then when we get back,
right,
I want to talk to you about more like your upbringing and where you came from, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And we're
going to
talk about all that.
Oh, this could be Ninja Academy?
No, actually, thanks for reminding me. We did hear before this interview started, we heard Ninja Academy with Maniac, and we heard Carnage Asada with My Body the Carcass.
Ooh, okay.
Spooky.
So this is going to be this cult. What is this? A cult? Oh, Cootie. Fella Cootie is the next.
Oh, that was actually, we heard that in the background. That was a Roland song.
Oh, so
can you tell us the name of that song?
So next one
you
be
guys
talking
like Talking
Heads?
Yeah, Talking Heads.
Yeah, Talking Heads. Yeah, I remember when some of the Talking Heads videos were originally on stations like MTV, USA, NBC. I remember back in those days.
Right.
That was back in the 1980s. I remember
The next song that you're going to hear is actually from a movie called True Stories.
Oh, it
and,
is.
And I really like this
song.
Who
starred in that one?
That was John Goodman.
John Goodman, oh.
And David Byrne, the singer of Talking Heads.
That's right. David Byrne was the singer with the Talking Heads.
Right.
Okay.
So we're going to actually take a break, and we're going to listen to him right now on the More Music Radio Pod.
Okay, very well.
We'll be back with James Quall.
Okay, very well. Yeah.
The More Music Radio
A Corinian who knows my name, and she looks just like Betty Page. I met her at the Tar Pits while I was selling my portraits. She told me that she was on Star Corindor, they do things differently. They communicate telepathically. And the Corinians are all vegetarians. They Seven Moon Festival beyond the Milky Way. this Korean girl is named Jezebel. I'm so happy she's in my life. She comes to me telepathically. She's an elder master and can't be my wife. Corindor, Corindor, all the more. Corindor, Corindor, all the more.
Hi, this is David Lieberhart calling to the Radio Music Pod at 1-800-893-9562.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We're having a wild time right now. Yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Is everything
Susan's
okay?
Going to put her cans back on right now. All right.
All right.
James Qual is helping his lovely wife with her headphones.
Oh, yes.
That is very sweet.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I like watching you guys together. It's just like sweet.
Yeah. Is James a romantic guy? Is he romantic?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Susan, is he a romantic guy?
Yes, he is.
Susan, is James Qual a romantic guy?
Oh, do I have to answer?
Yeah, you have to answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
He's more handsome than I am pretty.
Oh
wow.
The answer was I don't know about that. James is a handsome man.
James is a handsome fella.
Oh, oh
yes.
Oh.
He's a little bit taller than
myself.
Me.
Yeah. Oh.
He's a little bit taller.
So, Susan, what did you think when you first saw James Qual? I mean, what was going through your head?
Oh boy.
And be honest.
Huge.
Am I on the air right now?
Yeah.
Yes, we're on the
Isn't
air.
Isn't this great?
Yeah.
But quite frankly, he was so handsome. Oh. I just wanted to marry him in an instant.
Oh,
my word.
I'm on the air right
now. Yeah, you're on the air right now.
Okay. All right. That's all right.
Hold on a second.
Oh,
now you're on the air.
Okay. All right.
Now you're on the air.
So he...
It feels different.
Mm-hmm. So the first time you laid eyes on James Qual, and I can understand because he is a handsome feller.
Oh,
and you felt—is it love at first sight?
Well, you have to ask him that.
Yeah, I think that's possible. But I remember thinking when I first saw her, I was thinking I don't believe that I'll ever be able to forget about her.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, well, yes. But
you guys are getting really sweet. Oh, gosh, right. Look at you guys are turning red. You guys are blushing.
All right.
Yeah, so you guys have been together for how many years? A couple years or something?
More than that.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
All right.
More than that.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was it that you met?
I think it was around 2004.
Well, yeah.
Okay, but it's 2011 right now. So
right, so that's 7 years.
Yeah. Yes.
7 years.
Yeah.
We're married right now. And
It took a while for you guys to get married, though, huh?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We made it.
Hey,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, okay.
Patrick
your own
just
speed.
Joined us, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A little sidetrack.
I want to introduce everybody to you guys. Everybody, this is Jimmy. Right
Hello.
Here.
Hello.
That's Jimmy right there, James. And this is Dan.
Hi, I'm Dan.
And Daniel.
Mm-hmm. And my name is Vince.
Mm-hmm.
And right here we have Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Tony.
Tony Bolas.
All right.
And if you listen real close, you could hear Patrick's new haircut.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And we have Patrick Jones.
I don't have a new haircut.
Okay. Looking
Patrick
real
Jones
nice.
Of the band The Mormons. Have you ever heard of that band?
No, I haven't.
I don't know if I have heard of that one.
Yeah. Well, they've been around for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be playing a song probably from them coming up maybe towards the end of the show or something.
All
but
right.
I want to give out the 800 number. If anybody wants to call up and talk to James Qual and his wife Susan,
right.
That is 1-800-893-9562. And I want everybody to call 800-893-9562. We'll get some calls and we can talk with James Quall with you on the line. All right. Oh. And we're going to try to get David Liebehart on the line, too, to say hello.
I don't know if you can get a hold of him.
Yeah, I probably could call him on his cell phone or something. Yeah, we'll see. If not, you know. So tell me about David Liebehart. What do you think about David Liebehart?
He was our best man at our wedding.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay.
No, yeah, that's great.
Okay.
That's great.
He happened to be African-American. It doesn't bother me at all.
Uh-oh.
All
right.
Okay.
All right. That wasn't
a doesn't bother me at all either.
All right. All right.
I usually never even really say that because I feel like there's no need to say it. But I guess, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, I guess.
I have never been a DJ, but maybe I could be.
I think you probably could.
Maybe so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think your voice sounds great.
Oh. Mm-hmm. He thinks mine is good, too.
Oh, yes.
But I'm on the air right
now. You're on the air right now, yeah.
Yes.
And we're
for
back.
For the 20,000th yes. time, you're on the air now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's alive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So were you guys going to sing a song for us or something? You guys got a duet planned? Or you guys like
really
to do that?
We haven't rehearsed anything yet.
Well, maybe I should sing that one that actually... I composed because Mr. Papagon had thought up the title.
Hello?
Hello, caller. It sounds like we got a call.
Okay.
You are on the air at the More Music
we'll
Radio
have
Pod.
To deal with that.
Sorry to interrupt.
All right. That's all right.
Hi.
Oh, hello, sir.
I have a question for Susan, is her name?
Yes.
Yes,
her name is Susan.
Hey, caller, turn down your radio.
I'm wondering, how is she going to get home tonight?
We are going to drive her home tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, we're going to take her home. Don't worry.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, caller.
Hey, caller.
Hey, caller, are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Susan wants to know if we're on the air.
Are we on the air? Can you hear us on your end, caller?
I turned it down so it wouldn't echo.
Oh, okay.
This is a really
tough
question.
But yes, you're on the air.
Oh, great.
All right, okay.
So we're on the air, and we're going to give him a ride home afterwards.
Okay.
Okay.
And what is
Sounds
your
good.
Name,
Thank
sir?
You.
What is your name, caller?
Johnny.
Who's Johnny? What kind of Johnny?
Garbage man.
Oh,
he's a garbage man.
Oh, all right. Wow. Okay.
Stupid garbage man.
Good all benefits, right. huh?
Garbage men are not stupid.
Okay. All right, then, caller. Thank you for calling the More Music Radio Pod.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Keep on trucking.
Yeah. Okay.
Calling me?
Yeah, okay.
They were calling me.
They were calling you. They heard you on the air.
Mm-hmm.
James, do you feel a little upstaged by your wife right now?
What?
Since somebody called
oh,
in?
Oh, well, how could people not be interested in her?
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
True.
You
I'm
guys
glad
are
you
doing,
understand, man.
Yeah.
You guys are doing a pretty good job together.
Yeah.
You'd be like a regular, like George and Gracie.
Oh,
you
know?
or like maybe Mr. Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira.
Them, Tom B. Ann.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's right.
Boy, I didn't know I was on the air.
Okay, yep.
You are on the air.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about that?
I know we keep popping in and out. It's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, tell us about your upbringing, James. You grew up in Wisconsin, right?
Yes. Well,
like
did you come from a big family?
I have two sisters, one brother.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like average sized people, right?
Average size?
Well,
no,
I
was just kidding. He was
my brother
big,
might
big
be.
Family.
My mind. Brother
Don't
might
worry.
Be.
My jokes are terrible. It's well, a James Quall.
Yeah, my brother might be about a fraction of an inch taller than myself. My sisters, though, are short.
Ah. And what about your parents? Are they around?
As far as I know.
So you don't talk to your parents?
Well, they've been divorced since the early 1970s.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay.
So how did that affect you growing up? Was that like a big bummer? I'd be bummed out.
Well, no, I was already when they got divorced, I was already in my early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And it came as a relief.
Mm. So how was your childhood growing up? Like was your family was there anything crazy going on in your family?
Oh, well, just about actually, yeah, Wisconsin's a rather harsh place. Not only is it a harsh climate with often below zero temperatures, it's I've had to put up with just people generally hollering at me and hitting me and saying insulting things to me.
Who would holler and hit you?
Just about everybody. Wisconsin's not that great a place.
So people didn't treat you right when you were growing up, huh?
That's right.
Oh, well, that's a shame, James. Because
it's
I think
a harsh place.
Wisconsin. I think you're a really cool guy.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
You know, I mean, I wouldn't treat you like that, but you know, kids are mean though.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
because they don't know any better. You know.
Yeah, that's. Disconnect.
Press one to record. Oh, does it sound like we got a caller?
What? It sounds like an operator.
That was David Lieberhart's.
Okay.
Number.
We were trying to give David Lieberhart a call.
It sounded like the operator recorded voice or.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to give him a call after.
Yeah.
I got a request on my mm-hmm. phone here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah,
my own personal line. I don't know why people aren't calling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen to his voice.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I don't know why people aren't calling 800-893-9562.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, but, yeah, what the hell? Anyway, I'm sorry. They were looking for a beach bash. Do you think we can get a little verse
beach
of beach bash?
Beach bash or beach blast?
Oh, he can sing that.
It is beach blast, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
But yeah. I don't think so. Mr. Heidecker, Mr. Wareheim, and the Cartoon Network, and all those businesses have the rights to that. So
what?
I can't just sing that.
Didn't you make that song up?
I did, but you know, one has to, of course, fill in the blanks with paperwork, and you know, the people in charge can have the rights to see if. It's a trade-off.
Don't you feel like singing it though?
No, I don't want to get in any trouble for.
But if you change the words to beach bash, I did.
No,
don't worry about it.
But what I could do is sing this song entitled "Do the Qual," because that one hasn't had an audience. Mr. Adam Papagon picked out this title, and so I I gave it some thought and finally managed to come up with this song entitled "Do the Qual." It might be sort of like my version of Soupy Sales singing "Do the Mouse" or something like that.
Hmm.
But here's how this one goes. Inspired by Mr. Papagon's having thought up the title, it's "Do the Qual." There's a new dance sensation that's now the rage of every nation. If you think that you've seen it all. Now here's the one that's called the qual. You can be a guy who always throws a pie. You can be a clown who hangs upside down. Collide with a wall, then step back and fall. Do the qual. If you don't watch where you're going, you could step into a cake. And if you go too far, you could drop into a lake. Now dig that crazy band and get a can of paint stuck on your hand. You can be a guy who always throws a pie. You can be a clown who hangs upside down. Collide with a wall, then step back and fall. Do the qual. Everybody wants to do the qual. Everybody wants to have a ball. Yes. They don't mind the pain they feel when they slip on a banana peel. You might go full throttle if you spray everyone with a seltzer bottle. If you do the qual, you'll never stop singing. Let's go to the plop.
You can be a guy who always throws a pie. You can be a clown who hangs upside down. Collide with a wall, then step back and fall. Do the qual, do the qual, do the qual, do
right.
the qual.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. James Qual would do the qual. Now, I could see why Tim and Eric would want to hold back that stuff and want to own that stuff.
But they,
you know, I don't think that's right that you can't sing the song that you made. Did you get paid a lot of money for Beach Blast?
Oh, they only hired me.
Why are they so hard on you? And David too can't sing some of the songs.
I know he can't sing
any of the songs.
Can I sing a song.
We'll get to you right now, Susan.
Well, they only hired me for certain days, and I was paid for those days, and I got paid.
What about for the ownership of your songs?
Oh, yeah.
So they own the publishing on those songs?
Well, I got paid a little bit of residuals, and then the residuals stopped. And I got paid, so I've got paid for the work that I did, but they didn't bring me onto the set all the time.
So if you would sing that
therefore,
song.
Therefore, there isn't any of that money left.
You would sing that song, Beach Blast, then they would sue you?
Yes.
So they would have paid you just a little bit of money for it's just a nominal amount of money. It's not a lot of money.
No.
And they own your stuff.
Yeah.
And if you perform it somewhere else, they're going to sue you.
Yeah.
See, now, that sounds like a bullshit deal, isn't it?
I call BS. Yes, BS.
Well,
I can sing.
I'm getting very angry. I'll tell you, I've
been around for 61 years, and I've never known the world to be a kind or a generous place.
Right. Well, you know, it's still not right. I don't know. It seems like they're like taking advantage of.
I've been working for a pizza restaurant and since 2001 and they've been reducing my work hours, so I haven't been getting as much money for working at that.
Yeah, I mean, you're having kind of a rough time and they're not helping you out and they own your stuff. And I understand it's probably Tim and Eric personally holding back your stuff.
It's actually been the story of my life.
It's a lot of lawyers.
It's the story of my life. I actually participated in a strike back in 1974 and 1975 when I worked at a place called Kahn's Wood Products in Appleton. Yeah.
James.
Okay, darling.
What do you think about that, though, James, that you can't sing those songs, though? How does that make you feel?
Oh, well, it's...
We're going to kick back a little bit, Susan, so just chill out, and we're going to get you home soon.
Gloria Gaynor.
Gloria Gaynor? You want to hear some Gloria Gaynor?
I Will Survive.
That's a good one.
That'd be great.
Maybe we'll throw that in the hopper or something.
Okay, that'd be great.
In the hopper?
Yes,
yeah.
That'd be great.
Say things?
Yep.
Okay.
How's that vodka, Susan?
All right.
But James, like, really, how does that make you feel? I mean, did they tell you something? Did you sing it, and then did they scold you or get after you and say threaten to sue you or something?
I'm always very careful about things like that.
Mm-hmm.
See, if I hear that
get back on the radio.
If I hear there are any rules like that, I always try to be careful.
Hmm. And they told you that right off the bat, or what?
Yes.
How much money did you get paid for that? For the whole Tim and Eric thing in total, like an estimate.
Thank you.
See, they'd only pay.
I'm on the radio.
See, they would only bring me onto the set every now and then, and sometimes I've had to wait a long time to even receive the payments, and under those circumstances, you can understand that there isn't any of that money left at all anymore.
Wow. So what's a dollar amount? What do you get paid for all the stuff that you... You pretty much sold all your stuff to that.
When I first got paid, it was $400 for one or two hours' work, but then I had to wait about 3 months to receive it. Actually, I'll tell you this. I'm not even sure that I should be even talking too much about that because
Mr. Liebehart had informed me that I could even get in trouble for even talking too much about that.
Well, don't you have a right to free speech? I mean, what country are we in, right, guys? Well,
we are in
the America. United States.
America.
USA. Mexico.
Well,
we're okay.
Yep. Well, it's a country that just about every country is owned by the people with the billions of dollars.
But we don't have billions of dollars.
Yeah. No. And see, that's my point. It's like these people are threatening to sue you for singing a song that you made up.
Yeah.
And you don't even have a lot of money. They paid you like $400 a pop, right? And you know what? Tim and Eric cannot come up with the shit that you come up with. I'm sorry.
In fact, last time I went out to San Diego, a lot of the money went for the overnight hotel stay, and then when I performed in the park in San Diego, I was paid with a $20 bill.
That's all you got paid was $20.
$20 for that day, yeah.
You know, I see. I don't know what it is to work with Tim and Eric show or Adult Swim or anything like that. But it seems to me that they're kind of taking advantage of you. And David. Yeah, I mean, am I just being an asshole by thinking that or just assuming
you're not
that?
An a-hole, okay?
Well, the world.
Do you think Tim and Eric, if they heard me, they'd say, this guy's a fucking asshole? What a fat fucking fuck!
Well, I don't know.
Wait a second. I don't say that. But may I get on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air. What do you want to say before Susan, we go to a break?
Susan, go for it.
Yeah, but
the mic's yours.
You know, I could get in trouble for what I've mentioned tonight.
Don't worry, you're not going to go.
We got your
back. The rules of businesses.
They got to come through us.
Those guys are assholes. Excuse me, Susan. A-holes.
Well.
Okay? And I don't appreciate that on your behalf.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, well, you know what?
I just have a little voice, and I just want to say...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you got to say, Susan, before we take a break? Go for it. You're on.
I'm on the air?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Susan, and I'm trying to get some financial help because we can't pay the rent.
That's right.
We're right.
Tim, Eric,
it seems as if you're going to cry.
Tim and Eric are not helping us, and quite frankly, we need some financial advice.
Yeah.
And we're trying very hard.
Yeah.
And right now I'm at the radio station, and I cannot sing as well as my husband, but quite frankly, we need some financial assistance.
Yeah.
I am getting bummed out because you're crying right now because stuff is so hard and these guys aren't helping.
Yeah.
Okay, but quite frankly, I don't know what to do at this point.
You know what? At least we're here and we're alive and we're having a good time tonight at Skid Row Studios. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's look on the brighter side of life. Yeah. How's that?
Well, on the brighter side, I'm not having to spend all my time out at Skid Row. That's the brighter side.
Right.
Sing if any of the
58,000 listeners listening right now want to donate, James and Susan,
$1. $800
Give us a call. Next person that donates $100.
How about any billionaire business people who'd like to invest in radio stations?
There you go.
How about backers?
Only billionaires.
Backers. Los Angeles is called the city of angels. Well, in the terminology of stage productions, you know, angels are backers of stage plays. So if this is the city of angels, maybe we'll have some backers.
Yeah, that's true.
Good to me.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. We're going to take a break and play a couple songs, and then we're going to talk to you some more. We're going to try to get David Liebehart on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can have a little bit more of a party.
Ah.
And let's kind of cheer up. Let's kind of cheer up.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Everything's going to be okay.
Excuse me.
Okay.
How can I get any financial? I'm trying. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe somebody will call in and we'll help you out.
That'd be great.
We're
doing
this all for free. So.
All right, everybody. We'll be right back on the More Music Radio Pod.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Jim
Jones, I love you. Skid Row. LA.
las llorarás mi partida, aunque nunca comprendiste mi pena. Cuando sientas el calor por mis besos, aunque nunca comprendiste mi pena. So now you cry, now you cry, 'cause you're unhappy, 'cause you're lonesome without somebody new. I'll take you back as my own on one condition. Say you're sorry, you'll make it up, and you come home.
In my dream.
Give me a yeah.
We're the kids of Wiggy High.
You're listening to the More Music Radio Pod at Skid Row.
Even though I was telling you the truth. Even though I was pretty much... Oh, you're recording, you put this on here.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Can you feel it?
All right, we are back on the More Music Radio Pod with James Quall.
Yes, all right.
And his lovely wife, Susan.
Oh, yes. She is the loveliest of ladies.
Yes, she is. Okay, you are a lucky man.
Yes, I am. Very much. Very much.
Yeah. You want to put on the headphones, Susan?
Okay.
You're missing out on a sweet jam right now. You don't even know.
There you go. All right. We're situating here on the More Music Radio Pod. We're talking to James Quall of Tim and Eric Awesome Show fame. I'm a little bit more calmed down now, you know. I was a little upset that James couldn't sing my favorite James Quall song, Beach Blast, because because of threat of legal action.
Oh, yes, of course. But there are rules, if one gets paid money to give some performance of something, there are rules like that that can go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I think you're a great performer, too, and you're very acrobatic. You did a move earlier.
But that was a tribute. That was a tribute to a man who died when I was 16 years of age.
Who was that?
That was Mr. Joseph Francis Keaton, otherwise known as Buster Keaton. Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, she's
recognized. It's all right.
May I speak? Yeah, you can speak. Yeah. Just make sure that you're next to the mic when you're speaking, James.
Yes, all right. Okay.
Cool. So we have you here in studio, and we were talking about your upbringing in Wisconsin.
Yeah, more like being knocked down.
So was your dad like hard on you when you were a kid?
Yes, yes.
How was he hard on you? Tell us about that.
Oh well, he was always a very cruel person, and he was. Besides hollering at me and hitting me, he was always shouting insults to my mother, and he was not a kind person.
Was he an alcoholic?
No. He was often at his worst when on days when he wouldn't have any alcoholic beverages.
By the way, the last song when we came back was called "You Will Cry" by Olin.
Oh, listen to his voice. Mm-hmm. Okay, but
you're turning Susan on, Dan.
Oh.
No, he's not turning me on. May I speak?
Yeah, but get close to the mic when you're speaking.
Okay, what do I need to do?
Yeah, go for it. You said you wanted to speak. What do you got
to
say?
You need to make love to the mic.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Susan Diane Yerkew. I'm a doctor of veterinary medicine, and we are trying to make our way right now.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, we are here in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And
very good.
Okay, but I don't speak that well.
That's all right. Me neither. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You're not the only one in the room who doesn't speak well.
Okay.
It's me.
You're doing better than me. See, I haven't said a word this whole time.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, Tony?
Just being quiet
voices.
Over here.
Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Am I on the air?
Mm-hmm.
No, this is recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that means on the air. Yeah.
Okay, but quite frankly, we are kind of in...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-oh, we're getting into this bummer mode again.
No, we're not going to do that.
We're not going to do that.
All right. The positive...
Yeah.
Attitude.
Okay.
Hey, let's lighten
all
up
right.
the mood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what happened to Richard Dunn? Did he just get old?
Oh, well. Richard Dunn did. Let's be honest. He puffed on cigarettes.
Don't do it.
Buster Keaton puffed on cigarettes. I mentioned Buster Keaton. Mm-hmm. You know, so
right. Don't smoke cigarettes unless you're really stressed out.
Yeah,
right.
That's
other than that.
Yeah, that's
the Marlboro Man.
Yeah.
Now this gentleman across.
from me. He has the nicest voice. Oh, that's a nice voice. Excuse me, it's very low.
Are we on?
Are we still on?
Are we on?
Yeah. All right. We're on the air.
Jeremy, are we on the air?
I was going to ask you guys that.
Okay.
Are we on the air?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe we're on now.
Okay. What do I need to say?
Yeah.
Whatever you want to say. Tell us about your first intimate encounter with the James Quall.
Oh.
What was that like? And what was the situation? Let's set the mood. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get into it.
My basement.
Okay.
Wah, wah,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh, may I speak?
Yes.
Okay. Am I on the
air? Yeah, but get close to the mic. You can just get close to the mic when you're talking. Just like lean into it, or you can even pull it over to you.
No, I don't need to do that.
There you go.
Because my voice is not that nice.
Oh, yeah. Really. So we want to know about the first time that you guys hooked up. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Well, you know, she's been to my apartment a few times, and so we got married so she'd be able to stay.
Now, did you wait for marriage until you kind of...
Susan doesn't want to go into detail about that.
How about you, though? Do you want to go into that?
I don't want to go into detail about that. I don't want to go into detail.
Am I on the microphone?
Yes, you are.
About things like that because Susan doesn't want me to go into details about things like that. So,
okay,
so she does.
We might as well have everything go smoothly.
We want to hear all about it. We want to hear all about it.
What do you want? You want details?
Yeah, I want some details.
You want details?
That's right. Let's have it.
Yeah.
But I'm not on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not now. Go for it. You can say, no one's listening right now, so go ahead.
I got it. You're making me blush again. Okay, so.
Well.
What?
So what was the mood? I mean, who made the first move?
Oh, well.
I did.
Oh, you made the first. Getting frisky, huh?
Yeah, that's
So what? He's so handsome.
Well. Yeah,
you couldn't control yourself.
I controlled myself.
Well, we kissed for the first time in a Best Western place.
Oh boy!
Oh, yeah, wow.
That was the first kiss, Best Western place.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Am I still on the air?
Yes, you
are.
Am I still on the air?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. See, you think that we're like turning it on and off, but we're just leaving it on.
All right.
Yeah, all right. So we got some stuff. So let's talk about it. Did you dim the lights? How did you make your move, Susan, on James Quall?
Oh.
I asked him to marry me.
Right then and there, you asked him to marry you?
That was after we'd known each other a few years.
Hmm. So now that you've been together for 7 years, is the passion still there? I mean, are you guys still hitting it?
Oh, well, I'm always appreciative of the fact that she's the loveliest of ladies.
Oh.
He thinks I'm pretty.
Oh, yes.
You are pretty. That's right.
She probably turns
you on, right?
Mm-hmm.
She make you get hot under the collar.
Yeah. Let's wait a second now. I'm on the air, right?
Yeah.
I'm not being heard all over the world now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, James, what was it like the first time that you were with the lovely Susan? Let's get into it now.
Yes.
And he thinks I'm pretty?
Yes, well... Yeah, we looked at some
You looked at horny movies?
No, in this horses. Horses. We looked at some horses racing on the television in this Best Western place, and before I left, that was when I kissed Susan for the first time.
Oh, where did you kiss her at? Did you kiss her downstairs? Or?
Oh.
We're all adults here.
Well, I was.
Are we on the air? James, are we on the air?
I kissed her right on the lips, not on the cheek.
Oh, no.
Not on the cheek. Not on the forehead.
We don't go that far.
Right on the lips.
Which lips? These, James, oh, did you kiss? Lips.
Ow! These beautiful lips right here.
Why are you pointing to her crotch? What does that mean?
No. I don't recall.
Of course, I'm kidding.
I didn't notice doing that.
Oh, do you like doing that? I mean, I personally like it. I like to. I like to go downtown. If you know what I mean.
Oh.
A little bit.
Blah, 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 blah.
Ah. Yeah. Oh, there we are. Yeah. Yeah, there we are. There we are, Susan.
Yeah.
All right.
So what's the home life like? What do you guys do for fun?
Yes, we like to look at
Gene Wilder.
Yeah, we like to look at DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my wife is quite fond of that Mr. Martin.
What? Which Martin?
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, the one who's always strumming on the old banjo.
Ricky Martin?
No, Mr. Steve Martin.
He even got like an arrow going through his head too, huh? What a silly guy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, he's the guy who sang such lines as be oblong and have your knees removed. You know,
you guys have any favorite TV shows you like to watch?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
my wife, yeah, among the DVDs we have Mr. Ed.
Oh,
you like those, huh?
Yeah, it's
the horse.
The horse that talks.
Yeah, besides being a show with great gag writers, of course, it appeals to my wife's adoration of animals.
Yeah. And you want to know something? You know, do you guys want to know something weird?
Oh.
You know how they got the horse to talk?
Yes, according to Alan Young, they actually attach some pieces of nylon to the horse's lips.
Oh, that's what it was. I heard that they were actually like taking a carrot and putting it in his rear.
Oh, no, I hadn't heard about that.
And that's why his mouth would go like...
I beg to differ.
If somebody stuck a carrot in my rear, I'd be like...
Oh,
Wilbur.
All right. Well, yeah.
Right?
Well, I suppose anybody can come up with any theory.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
I think so. My voice would be on?
Your voice is being on the air right now.
Yeah,
okay,
that's the way it goes.
James, we have to get home.
Yes,
we're going to get home soon.
I think we'll be going home pretty soon.
I'm going to give you a ride home soon.
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. But quite frankly,
darling.
We like Ed.
Yes.
You like Ed, the horse.
Yeah, she likes animals in general.
Mr. Ed.
She thinks Mr. Ed's a great example of a great-looking animal. Mr. Ed.
Right.
I can't help it.
By the way, and speaking of Mr. Ed speaking, a man named Mr. Alan Rocky Lane had been the voice of Mr. Ed.
Again. Ah, okay.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
He's better than me.
Do you do any impressions, Susan?
Yes.
I don't know what impressions did I ever do.
Yes, you should be. Well, maybe you do impressions. Maybe.
Which one?
Maybe we have that in common with that we do impressions. I don't. Can you think of anyone you do as an impression?
What about Betty Boop?
Oh,
that's a good one.
No.
Okay.
I just want to get home.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you got to stay for a little bit. Otherwise, I'm going to have to do an impersonation of James Quall.
Oh!
See if you guys leave.
Oh, I see. So, okay.
Yeah, so we need you here.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're going to get you home.
Yeah.
And it's going to be good.
It's
going to be a fun ride, too.
Oh, that'd be
good. The way I drive, it's really a blast.
Okay.
It's a beach blast.
Yes. Yes, we actually... And I'll tell you... You know, I don't just think up these latter-day surf music songs. I actually visit the coast from time to time. In fact, Susan and I...
May I speak?
Yeah, we were at Pacific Palisades earlier this week. Pacific Palisades Beach.
Okay. What were you doing over there?
Oh, looking at that great scenery. Mm-hmm. Okay, darling.
I was in my bikini.
Yeah. No, hey.
I was in a bikini.
Yeah, right.
Do you guys go to the nude beach part?
No.
Never been to a nude beach.
James, let's go. I'm tired.
Susan's getting tired.
Susan's
You're bringing the mood down, but it's all right. Now I'm getting tired.
All right.
I'm getting so tired right now.
Ooh, man, I had a hard day at work. World right now, or,
okay.
I'm an actor, musicianist, songwriter, and a piano player.
You know who that is? On.
I'm working right now on a great show, great
okay, yep.
Network.
Mm-hmm. Let's get home.
As cartoonist, actor, and puppeteer, and a musician.
Do you hear David on there?
Yes.
Yeah, David's on.
Yeah.
13
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's not give a number, but
okay.
Okay. So I guess we can't get David Lieberhardt on the line right now. He was, I think he was performing at the Hollywood Bowl or something. What was?
Oh
going
no,
on?
Music. He said music center. Center. He said, yeah.
Yeah. He says there's a lot of racism going on around town.
Well, that might be. It might be. Yeah.
You know, everyone just trying to get ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait.
May I never mind. Speak?
Or, yeah. What would you would you want to speak on racism?
No.
Okay.
I'm not black.
All right.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm not black.
Okay.
I thought you were black because of that boot tie. You know what I'm saying?
Oh well. Oh my word.
Let's all right. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay. All right. All right.
I can sing once in a while.
Okay.
Oh, all right. You want to sing a song really quick?
No, I don't want to sing a song.
All right. Well, you're suggesting it, and now you're backing off.
Okay. Yes, I can do that.
Yeah, I guess so. You're doing it.
Let's get home.
Yeah.
Okay. Make a song up about Let's Get Home.
Oh.
I don't know how to do that.
Oh,
what is your? Do you have a request for James? What is your favorite song that he sings?
Hmm.
James, you know it.
Hey, James.
Let's get going.
I already did that, though.
I'd love to hear some of your stand-up, James. You got a lot of good jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Like,
James, go home.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Yes.
One joke.
Well, okay. I can remember when a lot of the ultra-conservatives were worried that the nation would be conquered by the Chinese. Now it looks as though it could be repossessed by the Chinese.
All right, let's go. Let's do it.
Okay, my wife would like to get home.
Go for it, James. Yeah. You're on a roll.
Okay, my wife would like to go home, though. And
take my wife home, please.
Oh, yeah. Hey-o. Yeah, that's... But that's actually one of the guys they imitate, Henny Youngman. I take my wife everywhere, but she keeps finding her way back.
Let's go home.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go home.
Well, yeah, my wife Susan would like to go home. And in fact, that's the main thing I like about entering my apartment is my wife being there. Yes.
Right.
That's very sweet.
You are in love.
All right. Okay.
Do you guys get along well, or is the one that's kind of in control?
Oh, well, we don't worry about that.
So it's like it's an even thing? Or?
Yeah, we try not to worry about things like that.
Ah.
Okay, let's go home.
My wife would like to get home.
Well, Well, what do we do then? Do you guys got any suggestions we should do?
Well, we could say good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, why don't we say let's play a couple more songs, and then we're going to come back and wrap it up with James Quall on the More Music Radio Pod. Susan wants to go home real bad.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we can take it easy. Listen to these recordings.
Hi. Yeah.
This is Jim Schrader. You are listening to the More Music Radio Program on skinbro.la. Thank you.
Howdy, this is the Cool Skull. You're listening to the More Music Radio Pod. Stay classy.
Are back on the More Music Radio Pod. James is worried that he said something that's going to piss off somebody that's going to try to sue him or something like that. Don't worry about that, man. Only 50,000 people are listening right now.
Okay. There we are. Okay.
Yeah, so we had James Quall today on the More Music Radio Pod, tonight on the More Music Radio Pod.
Okay.
Did you have a good time, James? Or you seem kind of stressed out because Susan really wants to go home right now.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like she's calling the shots.
Oh, well, I hope everything turns out all right tonight.
I think it will. I think it is.
Well, I hope she manages to relax and take it easy tonight. So, yeah.
You might have to go downtown if you know what I mean.
Well, thank you all for listening to me tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, is there anything that you want to tell the audience?
Oh, yes. I've been to the coast earlier this week, and it still looks great. So you know before the air cools down, it might be a good idea to go out west and have a beach blast.
Yeah,
there we are.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, man. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the More Music Radio Pod and talking to us.
Sir.
And you actually showed me some of your physical work too.
Oh yeah,
backflip right
now.
Yeah,
that was my tribute to the late Buster Keaton. Yes.
Yeah, that was good, man. I think you guys did a good job, and Susan, you did a great job too. You're not on mic, but I just want to thank you for coming down to the More Music Radio Pod as well.
But
I think you did a good job. It's just the. Yeah, I know, and it's actually showing.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, we did enjoy having you guys on here.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And even though nobody called, I think it was just because they were intimidated of your stardom.
Oh!
You know? Sometimes people get scared.
Oh, myself.
You meet a lot of people on the street, right?
Oh, every once in a while. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People recognize you?
Yeah, from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite thing about being a star, the point of stardom that you've reached?
Oh, yes. Well, I suppose the fact that some people appreciate that, appreciate what I do. Well,
I'm sorry, I'm not pregnant, but...
No,
Susan, do you want to say something on the mic? Say something. Tell everybody what you're saying. Mm.
Yeah,
there you go. You're talking to the audience.
Oh. Actually, it seems to me as though I'm not anybody myself. I just imitate the voices of anybody who's anybody.
Well, I think you're a great performer.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I mean, I enjoy you.
Oh, thank you, sir. Okay.
So, anyway. Yeah. All right. Well,
yeah,
the whole show, Susan's been saying that we have to get home and... that if I'm going to take her home, and I will, I'm assuring you that we will. I am going to take you home right now. We're going to sign off, and but before we do that, I want to hand it over to Dan, and he's going to tell us what's going on this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in case,
James,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, after you get home tomorrow, if you want to go out again, you can go out to the Ice House over in Pasadena.
Oh,
and catch my neighbor Robert Silva Jr.
Oh,
he'll be doing some stand up along with a bunch of other people. They're very funny.
Yeah.
And then Patrick's roommate Charlene will be playing Saturday at Lot 1 in Silver Lake. Mm-hmm. So she's all hip and stuff because she's in Silver Lake. Check that out. And then over on Sunday. I'm sure Vince is going to be there. This is over at the American Legion Hall over on Avenue 52. He loves that place.
Oh, yeah.
Security guards there are great. They're good people. Right.
Yeah, watch out with the crazy guy who carries a gun and stuff.
But go to that show.
Yeah, go to that show.
Joe Strummer, you know, tribute show.
On Saturday, Pussy Cow, I ran into Joe Dana from Pussy Cow. That's and right. They're having, it's, what is it? What is it called? It's like a circus, flying circus or something. You got to, can you pull that up on the thing or something?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, he was talking to me about it. It sounded fun.
But
it's going to be kind of like
a
carnival.
Star,
yeah, the Blue Star
Saturday.
This Saturday.
That's like 2200, like East 15th Street, yeah, something like that. And that's in Los Angeles. And, yeah, Pussycat will be doing music, and there will be many other entertainers.
Right.
It's going to be awesome. Believe it.
Can I mention show tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Major Tomorrow,
Jimmy,
is also playing
it's a big, it's a big night. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I just stepped
go for
on
it. Go for it, yeah.
Wait, what were you going to say, Jimmy?
I forgot.
Oh, wait, were you going to say that you're going to be at the All-Star Lanes tomorrow with your band Major L?
Oh, yes, with our CD release party.
The retro CD release, vintage CDs, it's a vintage style.
Yes.
So anyway, it's going to be a Major L CD release party at the Eagle Rock All-Star Lanes, at the bowling lanes. And you guys are just being silly.
Starts at 8.
These guys are silly, right?
they can bowl, and they can rock. Yeah. Hey, are you going to get in trouble for not eating your company's pizza?
No, oh, wait a minute.
It's a different brand of pizza. Is that going to be cool?
Uh-oh.
We can't say that.
No, nobody.
Okay, we're not saying that.
Nobody go there.
I like it when you're happy and not bummed out. I like when you're smiling. See, you got such a pretty smile.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
oh,
true.
Okay, so we can get home.
Yeah. See, that's why you're smiling,
so,
right?
All right. We did it. Okay. We did it.
So, we made it. We're wrapping it up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So cool. Before we go, I want everybody to check out The Mormons at facebook.com/The Mormons. Okay. Follow us on twitter.com/The Mormons. Okay. Follow the More Music Radio Pod, M-O-R Music Radio.
This is getting to sound like one of those science fiction stories where the machines have taken over, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what's happening. It's kind of strange.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to join us next week, Susan?
Oh,
Do you want to come back next week?
You don't.
Okay.
Right. That'll be a great show. So join us next week with Susan.
Okay.
You know. Right. So anyway, I also want to mention our friends Olin are going to have something on Saturday, August 27th, at the California Plaza in downtown. Okay. They're doing a tribute to the Phillips Music Company of Boyle Heights. And I don't know if you remember. Okay. I don't know if you remember Olin when they were on the More Music Radio Pod. Mm-hmm. But our friends are going to be performing Saturday, August 27th.
They were the Mexican gentlemen.
I talked to Scott, and we're trying to get them in next week so they could talk about that. But if not, we'll have them in very soon. And I guess if all right, okay. Mm-hmm. How can people find you, James? Where can people check you out on the internet? Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't know about things like that.
Yeah,
I don't know about things. I don't really care about these electrical gizmos anyways.
So that MySpace website isn't yours?
What?
There's a MySpace website that says it's
I don't know anything about it.
Wow.
Do you have a computer?
No, I don't.
No.
I can't afford anything
a cell
like
phone?
That. No, I can't afford anything like that either. I don't have it. We also don't have a television. We do have a DVD player. In fact, having a DVD player is preferable to having a television. You get, watch DVDs of what you want to see rather than leave it up to somebody else.
Don't you watch the DVDs on a television, though?
No.
You have to play them. What do you play them for?
My DVD player has its own screen.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I see that MySpace is managed by your sister, Jeannie.
Oh, it is. Well.
No, we're not talking about Jeannie because we can't pay the rent. Okay, we can't pay the rent.
No.
We cannot pay the rent.
Yeah. And Jeannie, what's wrong with Jeannie? She's not paying your rent or what?
Oh, she helped out before, but now she claims she can't afford it. Now, the relatives can't now. They're you know, it's costing them enough to pay for whatever they have to pay for these days.
Well, just times are tough all over, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you know, James,
except for the guys with the billions of dollars.
I wish you luck
in
your future career of stand-up and performing. Hopefully we'll see you again on Tim and Eric.
Okay.
Awesome show. Great job.
Well, we'll see about that.
I still enjoy the show. Yeah. Cool. Thank you, James.
Yeah.
You did a good job.
I'll check the lotto results.
Alrighty.
Check the lotto results, then I'll be able to do a few more things.
Cool. All right. So
if
we can...
If I win that...
Okay, everybody. We're going to have to sign off now. This is the More Music Radio Pod. Okay. Thank you, James Quall, for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Tony. Yeah. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.
And we'll check you next week, Thursday, www.skidrow.la, 10 p.m.
Okay, we can get back home, please?
Yes, we're going to take you home right now.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Oh! Jimmy Kellerman, 1984.
Skid Row. LA.